People in Moscow have been watching what's happening in Crimea, and some have been coming out to demonstrate for and against Russian intervention in its neighbor Ukraine. Charles Maines has a story from Moscow.
At a gathering of anti-war protesters on Sunday, a crowd of several hundred milled outside Russia's defense ministry chanting, "No to war." Younger protesters expressed their disgust with the Senate's unanimous vote for intervention. Older Muscovites, like Margarita, a professor at a local institute, said the situation recalled the Soviet Union's 1968 invasion of Czechoslovakia and the feelings of shame that lingered. But this is what's called an unsanctioned rally, unapproved by the authorities. Police presence was heavy, and OMON's security forces quickly moved in to make arrests. Several hundred protesters were detained.
Russia! Russia!
Across town, a sanctioned march started a few hours later. As police casually looked on, several thousand Russians carried signs expressing support for peace through intervention in Ukraine. Banners excoriated NATO, the European Union, and in particular the United States, for backing what many here consider fascists in Kiev. Maria, a pro-Kremlin activist, was wearing what can only be called a bib with Vladimir Putin's face on it. She suggested if Moscow didn't come to Ukraine's rescue, Russia would be next.
Unfortunately, Ukraine isn't the final goal. Their final goal is to destroy Russia. And what's really happening here is a military intervention by the West. And that's why Crimea is asking for help. They see what's happening and understand that Russia is the only one that can save them.
It wasn't clear, though, whether all the marchers were there entirely of their own volition. Reports have surfaced in the Russian independent press that participation in the rally was mandatory for some government workers. Many walked in rank-and-file positions, with commanders in the lead, almost too organized. From the very beginning of the events in Kiev, Russian state media have portrayed the Maidan protests as driven by radicals intent on harming Ukraine's Russian population. The decision by the new Ukrainian government to remove Russian as an official second language has only confirmed suspicions. Alexei Zhivov, a self-described Russian nationalist, argues Ukraine and Russia are really just one country, and that the Maidan protesters, backed by Western powers, are trying to tear Ukraine out of Russia's embrace. We should be one pan-Slavic government, he says. With conflicting reports that Russia has issued an ultimatum to Ukrainian forces to surrender in Crimea, his wish may be closer than ever. For The World, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.